Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Paul Mirsky's been hanging out with us now for a dozen years. He's Executive VP of Congressional Relations and Strategy with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. Paul, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the letter that the community bank, the ICBA, and 42 state community bank associations sent to the Senate and the House about what is recommended that they do to help Main Street more, Main Street businesses and Main Street banks. And in the previous segment, we talked about simplifying the Paycheck Protection Program, being able to expense to deduct the expenses that we had associated with payroll, for example. What there's some other things in there too, though. Some other things you want. Expand tax credits, some more mortgage lending. What do you think? What are some of the other things you think small business owners would care about?
Yeah, one thing we're really pressing for, and a lot of groups are pressing for this because it makes sense, is liability protection for businesses as well. You know, when you bring workers back and your customers, you know, you don't want massive amounts of class action lawsuits going on around the country,
right?
Because, you know, no one's personally responsible for the virus. So, we want to get a good solid, legal liability protection there for small businesses as well. So,
well, when people come to work over the last 100 years and they caught the flu from a fellow worker or from a customer or vice versa, the customer caught it from an employee, nobody filed a lawsuit because they got the flu, right?
That's right. I mean, businesses have to do their fair share of providing the protection for their employees. But, you know, there's a lot of trial lawyers looking at this as an opportunity to
retirement program.
These class action lawsuits. And, you know, that all that's going to do is end up bankrupting a lot of small businesses, even if they win the suit, they have to pay all the money to keep fighting these suits, and we don't want frivolous lawsuits being filed all around the country.
Here's
so we want a very solid liability protection for our businesses.
This is really important, folks, because Paul, during the flu season, nobody does anything to avoid the flu other than take a shot. Nobody wipes down does extra wipe downs. Nobody wears a mask. Nobody sanitizes the whole building just because there's a flu outbreak. So nobody does anything basically, and so nobody sues. But now with the coronavirus, you know, you have certain things that you're expected to do. You're expected to wipe down the countertops and wear masks, et cetera, et cetera. So because we're actually doing something, to me, what concerns me, Paul, is that lawyers will say, okay, you didn't do exactly what you were told to do. You didn't follow the guidelines exactly. You missed one spot on the countertop. I'm being a little facetious, but you see what I'm getting at, Paul? By doing anything, we could be sued for not doing enough. What do you think?
Well, that's just the point, and that's why I think it's important for Congress to provide that protection. So, you know, even if you did all those things, you could still be sued. This is America. Anyone can sue anyone for anything at any time. And that's the last thing we want small businesses spending time, money, and resources on is fighting frivolous lawsuits.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and folks, this is really important. This is something I would definitely recommend that small business owners contact their members of Congress about. This could get really ugly, couldn't it, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. I've already heard there's over 225 class action lawsuits have been filed about the coronavirus. So that's, 225. Yeah. Do you think
do you think Main Street has enough clout over the trial bar to get to make this happen? What do you think?
Absolutely. Never underestimate Main Street.
That's exactly right. Could this be an election campaign issue?
Oh, absolutely. I think it already is.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll be bringing it up on this show. Hey, Paul, good job today. Come back soon.
Yeah, glad to be with you.
Paul Mirsky, ladies and gentlemen, with ICBA. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.